91.5 WMFO, you're listening to On the Tom and Mikey D. That was Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys with Reckless. And we have an embarrassment of riches here because we have yet another guest in here. Hello, Violet Knox.
Hello.
Good evening.
What?
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're like a day late for that.
Never too late.
It's Halloween every day at my house.
That's right.
Ooh. I don't know if I trust you, man. Anyway, I kid.
I live with the host of Bats in the Belfry, so.
There you go. That makes sense. All right, so you guys are here because you have a new record. Yes. Tell us about it. Wow, you guys are so talkative until we got on the air.
It's called Nebula.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5 songs total.
But they're long.
They're very long.
Very long.
Yeah. Longish.
Our short songs are 7 minutes, maybe.
I think there's one that's 4 something.
4, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
5:11.
It's radio.
Oh, okay. I have it right here.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay.
And it's coming out on a UK label called Reverb Worship.
Friday.
Nice.
This Friday, yeah. Yes.
Friday. Yeah. Friday.
And Bandcamp.
Of course, Bandcamp.
Yeah.
It should always be on Bandcamp. Bandcamp's wonderful.
It's very experimental,
mm-hmm.
very in the moment. Each song was done like maybe 1 or 2 takes. Never to be, that moment will never occur again.
So good thing some sort of recording device was rolling during that, mm-hmm. that point.
Totally.
It was, however, honed quite a bit at Chill House Studios with Dan Saters and John Overstreet. They mixed our album.
Oh, nice.
With our help.
Mm-hmm. We recorded at a beach house in Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With Gary Moore, actually.
So, recording at a beach house. How do you get the vibe that you're looking for when you're at a beach house?
Well, it was winter time.
Yeah, and you wait till the sun goes down.
What?
I wouldn't say
you're
winter.
In the
was,
winter?
No, it was the last weekend of April.
Oh, okay.
So I don't call that winter.
Okay, early spring.
Mystical, well, I mean, magical. It was a really wonderful place to record.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Gary Moore.
You could see the rolling waves in the distance.
Yeah, it really isn't hard to get into the, you know, into the mood when you're in a beautiful
and we
surrounding.
We spent a lot of the time getting set up through the day, and then a lot of the recording actually happened at night after the sun went down, and the sun going down over the water, and it was reflections through the windows. It was all glass on top, you know, on the top floor.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah.
Why? And the best part of it, though, was we almost got killed by a Fisher cat.
Oh, yeah. You ever seen a Fisher cat?
No.
That
was last night.
No. I mean, that sounds like something that happened outside of my house last night, and I'm in Lowell.
Yeah, so it's entirely possible. So what my wife told me is that if you hear a sound that sounds like a baby screaming and an animal being killed at the same time,
it's a
Fisher cat.
I thought that was a fox mating
deadly.
Call.
No.
Because my roommate at the time did research, and a fox's mating call sounds like a cat being strangled.
Oh. Were you scared when you heard it?
Yeah, mostly because it was at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, if you were scared, it was a fisher cat.
Yes,
I thought we did see a fox though when we went out looking for it.
No, it's a fisher cat. Oh, had a ball head.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You actually saw it. I didn't see the fox shrieking.
I had already gone home, so this is all hearsay for me. I don't know why did I leave early. You guys don't know.
So with the songs on this album, is there? Given the experimental nature of it, is there how much of it was improvisation and how much of it was composition?
A lot of the songs are based around a guitar line because we sort of get together, we jam, we have great chemistry, and we come up with kind of a groove or somewhat of a loose structure. It could be verse, chorus, whatever break. And then there's always like a magical kind of improvisational thing, explosion of noise that happens at some point. It could be in the middle, at the end of the song. I personally use a lot of effects.
Okay.
And a lot of that experimental stuff happens during a rehearsal. It could be live at a performance. I discover new sounds with volume, pick techniques, and that's kind of how it happens.
And so I think that everybody kind of has parts that they play. Like there's definitely patterns.
It's very collaborative.
There is planned stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And then a lot of the effects stuff and the ornament and things, that's what changes each time.
Okay.
But the fundamental structure is there.
I would say that the stuff that you hear on the album is probably about 50-50 improv and
planned
exactly. Over time, as we play the songs more, they kind of we all develop our own parts.
Okay.
But the song Nebula, which is also the name of the album, that was probably the least formed song when we went to record it.
Okay.
So, but it came out. We were really happy with the way it came out.
So the 50% that was planned was we planned to make an album and then we improvised.
All right. Well, that wasn't planned, but let's play Nebula for everybody.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay. 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO. That is Violet Knox. That is the title track from their album. That is such a headphone. This is such a headphone album.
It really is.
This is the truth, yeah.
Ugh. I love headphone albums.
There you go.
It's ear candy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ear candy? I don't know. Totally. That's more like an ear buffet.
Ooh, I like that.
I would say ear buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, want to elaborate a little bit more on that, on this particular track? I mean, you said it was the least structured,
right.
But yeah.
It's become more structured since it was recorded, but
okay.
Going into the recording, it was pretty wild and untamed.
The newest one at the time.
It was the newest song, and it was the last song we tracked all together on that first.
We almost weren't sure that we wanted to record it when we went in.
Oh.
Because it was so new, we'd only played it a few times, but...
Yeah, I didn't really have my parts worked out. It was just a complete wing job. Yeah.
Okay.
That is part of the spirit of Violet Knox.
Going
with a feeling. Des and I, we're the guitarists in the band, and we have...
And the vocalists.
And vocalists. We're the two guitarists and vocalists.
And we write words,
I didn't
too.
Really sing on that song.
Mm-hmm.
There was a spoken word part.
Right.
And that was me, but on the other song, some of the other songs I sing. And
actually, some of those vocal tracks were run backwards. And the whistle was actually run backwards, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
But I really like working with Des. in terms of, you know, the way we play, like, her stuff is just really, like, sonic and, you know, kind of dirtier style riffs and stuff. And,
okay.
And then mine is a little more, you know, like, melodic and...
ethereal.
Really, really
ethereal.
Well together.
Angelic.
That was really pretty. That's me. Yeah, the
guitars really complement one another.
Mm-hmm. They complement each other, so I never feel like I'm competing with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a really good.
Your sugar, she's spice.
It's a very open project. Everything is kind of comes together mutually. You know, people come up with their own parts. It's a feeling, man.
No, well, in listening to that particular track, I mean it. You all were staring at me, marveling at the panning of the vocals and all kinds of other little tricks that were going on there. When you perform a song like that live, how do you pull off that kind of? I mean, not the exact same production wise, but how do you pull off that kind of? How do you bring back that kind of vibe that's on the recording?
For all the drum electronic stuff, there isn't really any panning in the production. That's all.
Right.
It's the same way I play it live. With the vocals, there's delay, so you don't get a lot of that stereo field stuff, but the vocals are heavily affected. So the live set, I think, is really pretty similar.
Okay.
Other than the panning part, there isn't a lot of like studio stuff that happened after the fact.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Well, with my synth, I have a stereo amplifier, and also like stereo out from stereo out from the amp. So if we're playing in a little place without a PA, it still comes across. At least in front of the stage. And if we play at a larger place, then the sound guy can take a stereo feed from the amp, so the stereo synth parts of mine on the album can kind of come through the same way.
It's not really a synth, it's a space guitar.
Well, it's a
is that the mode on the synth?
I say synth for simplicity. It looks more like a cell phone than a synth. It's a handheld device. It's the K-Oscillator 2 by Korg.
And it's duct taped to a guitar.
I was going to say, can we give that part away?
No, we can't. Take the
I duct tape it to a guitar and people think... Yeah.
Now you know the secret.
Yeah,
don't worry, we'll edit this out in post-production.
Oh, good. No, just for like being able to like play... It could, because if I play it live, just handheld, the cord comes out too easily. So I duct taped it to a guitar just as like a playing surface and thinking that people would think that the guitar had something to do with the sound, which they always do.
Right.
It's like, they're always like, what is that guy doing there? And
the guitar is just for stability, which is why most people get a guitar.
Okay.
As so, a platform for right. something.
So we have a show coming up, Des?
Yeah. Yeah, is there a show coming up?
Yes.
We've been talking about the album, so.
Yeah. We have a show coming up December 6th at Once Lounge.
Oh, we love Once Lounge.
Yeah, so everybody should definitely come out. And it's actually going to be 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. So it's an earlier evening. Miss Geo, Violet Knox will be there. VQNC, Tori Quinn's project, and Audrey Herrar.
Nice.
Visual person.
Oh, right? Vidu Mami is doing visuals. Vidu Mami will be there. Mm-hmm.
We'd like to
and
have
DJ Rafaro. So you should definitely come out and have a blast.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, so is this an album release party or
just a party? We just put on parties every couple of months. I get a venue and put a show together.
Sometimes we have an album along with it.
Yeah.
We're so experimental. We don't do a record release parties.
Wow. That's really
my
deep,
amplifier rips.
Nice.
It's a tube amp.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's totally goddess.
So have you been you been talking gear with producer Joel?
No, he loves that stuff. Yeah, we definitely could talk about it. But
my amp is smaller. It's actually in the same category. She has the Fender Deluxe.
Fender Hot Tube.
Yeah. Hot Rod Deluxe. Yeah. Mine's the Fender Blues Junior. So I have to really turn it up. To compete with her. That's the only time we compete is
just listening to that last track, I can imagine that would be a sonic blast.
Bloodbath, no.
When performed live.
I mean, a lot of the tones are just like produced with, you have to have volume to really get a lot of like different harmonics and tones and things occur like when you have a lot of volume and noise. And you're like, oh, wow, I can do this new sound.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, so you actually had a suggestion for the next song we should play.
Yeah. How about Lamb on the Moon?
Yeah, the first track of the record. And I did notice that you worked with an expatriate friend of On the Town with Mikey D. Joe Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Joe's great.
There's a story in that, too.
All right. So, but anyway, let's hit up Lamb on the Moon, and we'll be right back. 91.5 WMFO. Thank you. 91.5 WMFO. You're listening on the Tom and Mikey D. I'm blissing out over this this end part.
That was a nice headphone mix. If we do say so ourselves.
All right, so the album is called Nebula. It is coming out on, what's the name of the label?
Reverb Worship.
Reverb UK, Worship, yeah. Out of the UK. Now,
Friday.
I was reading your one sheet. Why is there only 50? Why is there only 50 copies?
To make it special.
Special, I mean, packaging.
I mean,
well, very desirable.
They specialize in limited run.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what the Reverb Worship does. They typically don't make more than 50 at a time, just so they can put out more things and have them be collectible, I guess. I don't know. So you can still...
I was curious about that.
We'll ask them and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, it's. I mean, the album's going to be on Bandcamp and eventually Spotify and things like that, too. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. No, it's called Nebula. It'll be available everywhere, I hope, forever and ever, not just 50 copies. Anything else we want to plug before we...
We'll plug our show again.
Yeah.
December 6th.
December 6th, Once Lounge. Please come out to see us. Miss Geo, VQNC, Audrey Harar. She's amazing. We'll be there. DJ Rafaro. And Vidumami will be doing visuals.
Excellent.
Yes, pre-holiday party.
It is pre-holiday. Wow.
Yeah.
We're already that far into 2017. Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez. Anyway, no, but the two tracks we played, it's one hell of an album.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sonic Bliss.
Thank you.
Sonic Dissonance.
Thank you.
Dissonant Bliss. That's it. Dissonant Bliss.
Blissonance.
Blissonance.
Yeah.
There you go. New word. Blissonance. Thank you guys so much. Violet Knox.
Thank you so much.
The album's called Nebula.
Yeah.
Go hear them play it on December 6th at the Once Lounge.
Thanks, Phil.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. So, all that being said... Ladies and gentlemen, Anna Snow. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Anna Snow, and joining me on guitar right now is Chris Kiefer.
Hello.
And this next song is called Fires.
Well, I fanned all the fires, I kept them inside. As they rode past the liars to their lakes, it all dried. Oh, I laid on the table. You know, I was not able to sit with your sin.
This next song is called For Lily. Thanks again for listening. I'm Anna Snow, and this is Chris Kiefer playing along with me right now. You can hear some of her music at annasnowmusic.com and on Bandcamp. And we're going to play a cover right now. One of the artists Chris and I listen to a lot is Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. And David Rawlings is going to be playing here in Boston in a couple weeks, I think. So we thought we'd play one of his tunes. This is called Ruby.
Your stairs, Ruby. I can see a TV on, but the people there, they flicker and they're gone. So lick down your golden hair for me tonight. Lick down. Just like an old time telegraph man, I came here with a simple job to do. 'Cause that news coming down the wire says that your world's on fire, and I'm trying to get a message. Crystal and your Russian cigarette, Ruby. Haven't you heard before what good's finest tower when you haven't got a door? So let down your golden hair. Just like an old time telegraph man, I came here with a simple job to do. 'Cause that news coming down the wire says that your bed's on fire. Trying to get a message.
So far, we've played only songs that we have never recorded and don't have online. So,
if you marketing. Like, it's good marketing.
Yes, if you like any of these songs, you'll have to download this show. So, we're going to play one more of those. This song is called I Was Not Open. A song off our last EP, Come With Me, which we released in 2015. And the song is called House of Glass.
Okay. It all checks out.
I am tired I am tired and lonely. I am tired of all of these thoughts that won't shake from my head. And I am flying far above all the people. Far above all the people whose lives have been built by their own two hands, and I land, I guess, by my hand. And I want you, yeah, I want you. Oh, I want you to rid me of all this hate for myself. Oh. Down.